This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now
I will do my part. I will put your word into their heart. I dedicate this baby back to you.
It is Car Dedication Day today on the Christian Car Guy Show. Yes, Car Dedication Day. What exactly does that mean? Well, for those of you who've been listening a long time, you know we often do, you know, the car name generator, where we give you an opportunity to name your car that you'd call in today, and we would name your car. But we're going to add to that today. We're going to do a little dedication. Why not? And attach a Bible verse to your car, as well as, you know, pray a dedication of your car. If you will call us at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And so we ask a few questions, you know, in order to get a feel for your car. You know, first of all, you know, is it a boy or a girl, right? That's an important question. And so that we can get a name, you know, we want either a masculine name or a feminine name. And then we've got, how old is it? And following up with that, we have what color it is. And then, interestingly, my personal favorite is, you know, does its personality, is it adventurous? Is it an attention seeker? Is it clever, grumpy, happy, unpredictable, playful, or sensible? And then once you give me that information, then my trusty producer, Nick, some people think of him as Saint Nick. Mm-hmm. He will help me. We'll put this all into the car name generator, and you will hear this amazing sound back from back in the news when we were kids. So go ahead and play that so that people can hear it, because we're going to put... Ah, yes. How fun is that? And then, right, we're going to come out with a name for your car. So I just bought a brand new for my son, who's the sales manager at Flow Chevrolet, which I'm very proud of him. Mm-hmm. He's doing really, really well, I ought to say, over there. And I bought this car and traded in I didn't trade in the Toyota. I sold the Toyota. I'll get to that maybe in a few minutes. But anyway, I needed a name. And so I did all this with my own car this morning. And, you know, part of the situation was based on the color. You know, we came up with this particular, you know, Bible verse. Since my car is white, and I will always tell you that white is a spectacular color for a car. It's a very safe color. It never fades, all those kind of things. But anyway, Song of Solomon 5:10 says, "My beloved is white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000. I love that. It's the chiefest among 10,000. And it named it Bert. All right, so the car name generator, and I think because I put in there playful, and when I think of, you know, Bert is one of our original Christian Car Guy theater players, and he has always been very playful, and I love the idea that, you know, that's there. So we need, of course, your car and your question, so we can pray a dedication over it, we can put a name on it, and all those things, and you, in order to do that, you got to call us. It's going to be fun, I promise. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So, as I said, we're going to say a prayer over, we'll start a prayer for my car. So, Lord, thank you so much for Bert and for this new adventure that you have for us in this car. And, Lord, it's just not the same if you're not in it, if you're not with my thoughts in it, et cetera, et cetera. So we dedicate helper to you. Lord, may it be for your purposes, for your glory, and may I have wondrous times thinking of your word while I drive this car. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we have David is in, let's see, it's hard for me to read in this particular size, in Asheboro. So David, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. I actually met you in Asheboro with Mr. Nikita Koloff a while back. I saw your show, been following it, thought I'd call in this morning.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So have you got a car that we can dedicate?
Absolutely.
All right. So to begin with, I can... I'm sorry, you're kind of cutting up there. It's a what now?
A 2004 Toyota 4Runner, and it has 304,000 miles on it.
That is awesome. I love cars like that. That car has personality, I'm sure. Have you named it before?
No, I haven't, but Casper, because it's white. I was thinking Casper the Ghost. I don't know.
Well, let's see. Well, let's see what the car name generated. So you've had it over 10 years, and it is definitely white. So when you think of your Toyota, is it adventurous? Is it an attention seeker? Is it clever? Is it grumpy? Is it happy? Is it unpredictable, playful, or sensible?
It's adventurous and grumpy.
Adventurously grumpy. I understand. That's pretty cool. And
every once in a while, it needs a little TLC. So that's the grumpy part.
But, and is it a boy or a girl?
I say it's a girl.
All right, so we're going with it. It's a girl, and I'm going to make my note so I can get this, David, so I can make sure to get you the right certificate. And so, with all that information put into the car name generator, Nick, go ahead and start her up. All right. Well, the car name generator was a little slow.
So we're still, what was it? A little slow?
It was a little slow. So,
all right. I'll take that.
Yeah, a little slow. And
I like it.
But I have to obviously get a Bible verse, but since yours was white, you get the same wonderful, my beloved is white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000, right? So that's Song of Solomon 5:10. And so David, you know, just a little bit before we dedicate this car, tell me a little bit, you know, of what you feel when you're driving your car. I mean, is it a good place for you to spend time with God?
It is. Actually, I'm not a member of a church right now. I still need to come visit your church. So I'm in that 2004, and we listen to some Christian music, and we have church right there in the vehicle. I know that's, you know, we had to do that during COVID, and I guess we just got used to doing that. So, but wow. Yes, I actually do. Yep.
Well, I'm so grateful that you came to see us when Nikita was there, and I'm so grateful for... a little bit slow. And there you go.
Yes, sir.
And so let's,
I appreciate you,
let's
sir.
Say a prayer, okay, while we're dedicating it. So, Lord, I thank you for a little bit slow, and I thank you for the church services that have taken place in it, and I thank you for David and his heart for you and this car, and I pray that you would help his thoughts continue to be about, while he's thinking about his car, that it would be about Scripture, that it would be about you, that you guys would spend amazing time together, and that this would be an adventure, an opportunity to give this car back to you and see how you will bless us as you always do in so many amazing ways. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I am so grateful for your call to David. I can't tell you how much it means to me. I'm really, really appreciate it. So you have a great Saturday.
Well, it was an honor to meet both of you, and I look forward to calling in the future. You have a great Saturday too, sir.
You too. I'll look forward to it. God bless. All right. So I know you're thinking you would like a part of this, and in order for that to happen, you got to dial 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. It is car dedication Saturday. And so, you know, God is always, he gave me this idea this morning, and I was, you know, studying, as you might imagine. And as I was studying, you know, I was thinking about the letter, the Hebrew letter Psalmic. So today's show, as you might not be surprised, is brought to you by the Hebrew letter Psalmic. And, you know, thoughts are really powerful things. And, you know, they can bring blessings just on their own. You see, I've got these tomato plants that are upstairs in my daughter's bedroom. Of course, she's moved out years ago. But I still have my tomato plants up there. And these are amazing tomato plants, Nick. They just continue for, I don't know how long they will produce tomatoes, but, you know, I've had them over a year, and they're just producing like crazy, and they've got all sorts of blooms on them right now. But the thing I have noticed is that if I don't pay attention to my tomatoes, if I don't go upstairs and talk to them, I mean, I don't have to water them, but they will wilt if I don't pay attention to them. They just don't. So we got a whole lot more on thoughts are powerful things and car dedication that we would like to do for your car. But you got to call in and make it happen. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I will do my part. I will put your word into their heart. I dedicate this baby back to
It is car dedication day today on the Christian Car Guy Show. We're having so much fun that we're going to put your information into the car name generator, come up with a name, and then a Bible verse and a dedication for it. And we would love for you to call in and share all that information so we can have fun. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. 7884. And as I was saying, you know, God put this on my heart this morning as I was thinking about how powerful the letter Psalmic is in the Hebrew language. The reason it makes me think that in a lot of different ways is that it's very much connected to gravity. It looks like a circle. So it's connected to marriage in some ways, but it also is a whirlwind. Okay, like if you look up whirlwind in the Bible, you'll see it that the word starts with the letter Psalmic. But so does the word thoughts, right? And it tells you that your thoughts are something to be reckoned with. And of course, you know, I'm sure you've had stormy thoughts where they're just swirling around there and you couldn't get a grip on them. But if you had thoughts like it says, 119 Psalm verse 13, it says, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. And so you can imagine if your car or your child or anybody has got scripture rolling around in there, it, you know, it's going to bring a blessing in so many different ways. And so we've got Ken is in Winston-Salem. So, Ken, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Robbie. Good to talk to you. And I appreciate what you do, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely. God is good, and we get to play, you know. So you have a 2002 Chevrolet, which makes that over 10 years old. And what color?
Yeah, I guess so.
What color is your
I would say it's a medium dark blue. Yeah, solid medium dark blue. So not like a midnight blue. It's not like certainly not a pale blue.
Okay.
So yeah, it's blue.
It's blue.
And, yep. And I bought this, believe it or not, for $850. And of course, I knew what the problem was with it. It needed a transplant, and so I just got it back from the mechanical hospital this Tuesday. yeah, and he did a major transplant, whole new engine, and a whole lot of other new parts underneath the hood, and it's running great, and it looks really good. For the most part, of course, being that old, had a couple of little things need attention. It's a 4x4.
Oh, wow.
And
how cool. So is it personality-wise, would you say that it's adventurous, attention-seeker, clever, grumpy, happy, unpredictable, playful, or sensible?
I hope it's not unpredictable after all that's been put into it. I am pretty sure it will be playful, adventurous, being a 4x4.
Yeah. And is it a boy or a girl?
Playful. Oh, definitely a boy. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, we've got it all into the car name Bible verse generator, and we are ready for some computation. So fire away. There you go.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Ken, do you recognize that music? I got that. You remember when we were kids, because you sound like you're about the same age. They used to have in the news while we were watching cartoons Saturday morning. That was the theme. I loved it so much. I've picked it up over the years. So your car, interestingly, it came up with Elton.
Elton.
There you go. That's
my E-L-T-O-N.
Yeah, there you go. That was my father-in-law's name. So
really?
Yeah, I like that. And so, you know, I've got a Bible verse here for you. And Exodus 28:31, it says, "And thou shalt make thy robe of the ephod of all blue." So, there you go. A blue.
Okay, Exodus 28:31.
Yeah, you're going to get all that on the. I have a whole. If you go to ChristianCarGuy.com, you'll see what the certificates look like. But we're going to send you out a dedication certificate with a Bible verse on it, the name, and all that stuff for Elton. You can put it in the glove box and that way. But let's pray for Elton while we got a minute here. Lord, thank you for Ken, and thank you so much for his playful spirit to come in and do this with us. But Lord, we really do want to dedicate Elton to you. This truck that you've given him for the money he's invested in it, Lord, I pray that it would be a safe place, that it would be a joyful place, that it would be a place where he spends time with his thoughts on you, with his thoughts on your scriptures, with his thoughts on things that are important to you, Lord. I pray that it would be a sanctuary for those he gives rides to, and the things that he does for it as he takes off on his 4x4 adventures. Again, I thank you for Elton. I certainly, thank you for Ken. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And it will be used in the Lord's service for sure.
I'm sure that too. I'm so thankful for you, Ken. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie. All right. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. So we got Leslie is in Tennessee. Am I right?
No, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, Richmond, Virginia. I like that.
Yes.
I used to live in Richmond. You know, years and years and years ago, I was the truck manager at Haywood Clark Buick GMC.
Wow. Yeah, my husband, he's a mechanic.
Oh, really? Where does he work?
Yeah, he works at Fairburns.
All right. And so, Leslie, can we talk about your car a minute?
Sure. Yeah, let's.
And so, is your car a boy or a girl?
I believe that she's a girl.
Yeah, I understand. And what year is your car?
It's a 2017 Subaru Crosstrek.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it is 6 to 9 years old. All right. We got it down. We've got more questions for you. Can you hang on for us through the break, Leslie?
Sure. No problem.
And we'd love to help you dedicate your car. We need you to call us at 866-348-7884. We'd love to find out more about what you're riding these days. 866-348-7884, and dedicate it back to God. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I will do my part. I will put your word into their heart. I dedicate this baby back to you.
Yes, it's car dedication day at the Christian Car Guy Show. How fun is that? We're having a lot of fun, really. And we need you to call in so we can dedicate your car. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. We have Leslie is in Richmond, Virginia. And when we left her here, she has a girl car, a Subaru. And what color is the Subaru, Leslie?
I believe it's called Ice Blue. So it is a bluish tinge gray, which is why I think that it's maybe a girl car, because I think the color is pretty.
I love that. And so it's got a lot of metallic in it, right?
Yeah, it kind of does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's, I love that. I don't know why, but I just love to stare into good colors. You know, they bring out something really good in your, you know, just make your heart kind of sing in a sort of a way. And so
Yes. When
you think about the personality of your Subaru, would you call mm-hmm. it adventurous, attention seeker, clever, grumpy, happy, unpredictable, playful, or sensible?
I would say that she's adventurous and playful.
I do love that. I really do. Subarus are kind of that kind of car, really, right?
Yeah. It's partly why you pick that kind of car, yeah.
All right, Nick, are you ready to fire up the generator? All right, we'll see how we do this time. Make sure that we... All right. And the answer is, it keeps coming up with boy names. That's what it, now we're going to get a girl in here in a second. I used to. Well, there you go. Thank you, Nick. All right. It finally generated a name I could use. I like that. Selena. Isn't that
Selena.
A cool name? Selena's a very playful name. I like that. Selena.
Yes, that's great.
And so I, like, in your case, we're going to go with Genesis 13:2. And it says, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And so I think you're rich to have Selena with you. And so it's all right if we pray over Selena?
Yes, yeah.
We sure want to dedicate her. So, Lord, thank you for Selena, and I thank you for the fun and the adventure and the playfulness that Leslie's enjoyed with her. And I just pray that it would be a safe car for them and for her family, that she would spend many wonderful moments of thinking of you and thinking how playful you are, Lord. How you take us on amazing adventures and certainly adventures into your word. So we pray that the scriptures would be front and center in the thoughts of Selena and in the life that it leads together, you know, with Leslie's family. And we ask all this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, how fun was that? Wait till you see your certificate. Yeah. It's going to be beautiful. Put it in the glove box and just, you know. I'm so grateful for your courage to call in. You have a great day, Leslie. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. So we have my friend Mike is in Dayton, Ohio. So, Mike, haven't named your car dedicated or nothing.
No, you haven't. Yeah, you haven't dedicated my car yet.
Oh, well, we're gonna fix that problem right this minute.
Okay.
So how old is your car, Mike?
It's a 2018 Toyota Tacoma. It's the 4-cylinder.
Okay.
And,
what color is it?
It's gray, darker gray, you know, the kind of a workhorse gray.
You know? Okay, and is it a boy or a girl?
I think it's a boy because I abuse it too much. So
I understand. That's what trucks, you know, that's part of what they do. And so, you know, when you think of your is it adventurous, adventure seeker, clever, grumpy, happy, unpredictable, playful, or sensible?
What was the last one?
Sensible.
Sensible. Yeah, I would call it sensible.
I love sensible. I love sensible. So, you know, when you think about your car, you know, what kind of, you know, adventures? Well, isn't your car the one that you met that homeless guy the other day, and then you push people out with the seat belts and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, this is the car I go to work with every day. It already has over 100,000 miles on it, so I use it to go get stuff and tow stuff. And I mean, it's a lot of listening radio on that in that car. So it's been my home away from home sometimes. You know what I mean? So.
I do. Well, we got all the information is in the computer, so we're ready to fire away there, Nick, and see what we get. Oh, I love it. I love it. Are you ready for this, Mike? Your car is no longer nameless. It has been, I like the idea. When you went sensible, I guess it just came up with Shelton.
Shelton. Okay.
Ah, you didn't know your car was that brilliant, did you?
No, I didn't.
And so, and I love, you know, pardon me?
I'm bad at remembering names, so Shelton I can remember for some reason.
Oh, you're going to have a certificate to put in your glove box, buddy. And so you, and you'll have this Bible verse on it. So Genesis 2:12 is, right, and the gold of that land is good. There's bedlam and onyx stone, all right? And so when you think of all that, you get this idea, this gray Shelton, and you know, you got a Bible verse to go with it. So now we just need to pray, and we'll do that. So you ready, Mike?
Yes, ready.
Oh, Lord, thank you for Mike. And I thank you for, really, I know the ways that you speak to Mike in his truck to stop for this homeless man. What an amazing adventure that was. And I continue to pray for him as he's now at that shelter, and they are teaching him your word. And Lord, I pray that Shelton would be a place of your word, that your word would go forth in Mike's ears as he hears as your child, and that he would hear you more clearly and more wonderfully as he shares these adventures with you and acts sensibly with Shelton. And again, I thank you for his heart and his courage to call in today and to take part in this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. This is fun. Thank you.
Oh, Kelsey. It is fun. It really is fun. So if you want in on the fun, you got to call 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH is the number to call in. We got Elizabeth is also, no, this is her first caller from Raleigh. So, Elizabeth, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, we get to talk about your car, Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
And what is it? First of all, I guess we'll just talk about, is it a boy or a girl?
I think it's a boy.
It's a boy. I love it.
Yep.
And what kind of makes you feel like it's a boy?
Well, the color, the kind of like service that it gives me, and I don't know, just the feeling.
Oh, that's cool. That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah.
And so how old is your car?
He's 1 year old.
Oh, wow. So almost new. What kind of car is it?
It's a Toyota Corolla.
Very, very nice car. Wow, those are beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
And what color is this Toyota?
It is the blueprint.
It's blue?
Yes, it's like a navy blue, but they call it blueprint.
Blueprint. Like Supreme, only blue, right?
Yep.
How fun is that? Blueprint. Yeah. And so when you think about your Toyota, that's almost new, that's blue, and is it adventurous, attention seeker? Is it clever?
She is, and then he's very helpful and sort of like a protector, just because I feel that I've been saved somehow of
Oh, well, we got to go to a break. Elizabeth, will you stay on with us through the break so we can get to naming your car and dedicating
yes.
it all? Okay.
Yes.
So we got some more callers, but we haven't got you yet. So you call us 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
I will do.
It is Dedication Day today on the Christian Car Guy Show. How fun. We have had so many wonderful calls, and we would love to dedicate your car. Pray over it and give it a name and give it a Bible verse and all those kind of things. 866, the number to call in is 866-348-7884, and we still have Elizabeth with us. She's got a beautiful, almost new Toyota Corolla, just a year old. It's blue. And so I think I have all the information, Elizabeth. We put it all in there. So just go ahead and hit the generator. We're going to let the computer think this through. That sounds like it's thinking, doesn't it? I love it. So, you know, what it came up with is quite remarkable. I've never met anybody with this name, but I've always wanted to. Rupert.
Ah, okay.
Rupert, yes. the Toyota, yes, and
uh-huh.
I love Exodus 28:31. It seems so applicable for Rupert. So it says, "And thou shalt make thy robe of the ephod of all blue." And since you know, didn't you say it was blue manual? How did you pronounce that?
Blueprint.
Yes, I love that. Well, yes. Naturally, it has to have this verse, Blueprint, that it is. So, you know, the ephod, the idea of the ephod, literally, when you look at the Hebrew inside of that, it's a picture language. And so what we are picturing there is literally God's presence in service, right? And so when you think about the high priest and he's wearing that blue ephod and he's there to serve, right, his people. And so there you are with Rupert in service. So are you ready to pray?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for Elizabeth, Lord, and I thank you for a chance to pray with her today and to dedicate Rupert to you, Lord. I know that it is your presence of service, that royal blue that it is. Lord, help Elizabeth to see you in her car in the way that she can serve you. Help her to see your words, to feel your words, to hear your words inside that car. May it be a safe car. May it be a bountiful car. May it be blessed by you, Lord. I thank you so much for her call today, and I thank you for a chance to share with her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. God bless you. Have a great, great afternoon.
Yes, same for you. Yes.
So we next up, we have Cindy is in Richmond again. Oh, that's wonderful. Hello, Cindy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Cindy is my sister's name, so I always love that name. So I have to ask, though, since, you know, how do you spell it?
C-I-N-D-Y. I call it the traditional way.
That is the traditional way. My sister's untraditional. Of course, her name is actually Cynthia, but she spelled it with an I just to be Cindy. but anyway, so Cindy, tell me about your car. Like, what kind of car is it?
It's a GMC Terrain, a medium-sized SUV.
Well, you know, you already heard me say that I was the GMC truck manager at Hayward Clark Buick, so I feel like, man, my heritage is still there in this truck.
You're going to love this story, Ned.
Well, what's the story? Tell me the story.
You got a minute?
I do. That's what we're doing.
I used to live in a small house on a cow farm on the top of a hill. It was a slight incline. And then in my backyard, you could see the cow pasture. It had a barbed wire fence. That was my backyard pretty much. But I used to park right at the top of the hill. one day I came home and I got out the car, and the car, it was like somebody else got in and it started rolling down the hill. I almost chased after it, but I decided not.
Praise God, yes.
Anyway, it ended up, the barbed wire fence stopped it, and it looked like a Chinese jump rope around my car. Somehow, that stopped the car. It got caught up in the barbed wire. And the farm manager pulled up right after that, and he couldn't believe his eyes. Thank God he was able to undo that, and I hope he's not listening right now. He'll know who it is. But yeah, and it tends to roll. I had a couple other minor little.
Well, it's on a roll. We can say that for sure. And it certainly isn't terrain because it's been there. So it sounds like you've had it a while. How old is it?
It's 2010. I actually got it used from my mechanic. It was his. He was going to keep it, but he had too many vehicles. He wanted to sell it.
Okay. And what color is it?
It's a deep red. It got repainted after that little incident. It has sparkles in it, though. It's pretty.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's red. And then, it sounds like it has quite the personality. Would you call it clever or unpredictable?
I would say unpredictable, yes, no doubt.
I would have to say that is too. And did we mention, is it a boy or a girl?
I think it's a boy, the way it handles.
Yeah. Running into the barbed wire, you know. So, all right. Well, we've got all that interestingly. Oh, this is interesting. Okay, so let's do some generating here, Nick. Well, the CARB name generator has spoken, and it has named your GMC Terrain Bert. It too
Bert.
Is, yeah, Bert.
I love it. That's a nice name.
I love that name too. I absolutely do. And so your scripture to go with that, and I do love this, it's from Exodus 39:34, and it says, and the covering of ram skins dyed red, and the covering of badger skins are the veil of the covering, right? And so when you think about the idea of a covering, Jesus' blood is also red. And that and it was fascinating,
right,
wasn't it, that they used these red skins to cover the tabernacle. Now, when I was a kid, you got a time for a story?
Sure, absolutely.
When I was a kid, we had this red Coleman pup tent. And every morning, you know, the sun comes right through. And I always thought about the tabernacle, so the sun would come through that red, that dyed red, right? And so
Yes. When
we would wake up in the morning, because the sun would come through that bright red tent, I always thought I was waking up in hell because everything was red. So, you know, it's nice to know that actually the only way you're not going to wake up in hell is to have those ram skins dyed red, right? When you think about it, it's a lamb, and it's dyed red. And so, unfortunately, right, we'll run out of time. So we're going to be praying over Bert here real quick for you. All
okay.
Right, Cindy. Lord, thank you so much for Cindy. I thank you for Bert. And I thank you for the way you've protected him over the years. And Lord, I pray that it would be a good, safe vehicle for Cindy, that she would enjoy many adventures with you in it, and that she would spend time just, right, communing with you under those ram skins dyed red. And we thank you again for what you're doing. We dedicate this car to you and ask that you use it like you use Cindy for your purposes, and that it would bear much fruit. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
I appreciate
you
calling. All right. Well, I hate we run out of time. We still got Nancy in Chapel Hill. He's got her phone number, though. I'll call you, Nancy, and we'll get you generated, and we'll get that out. But, you know, again, as we all go forward dedicating our lives, or you know, the more we can think about God, the less trouble we got. So we don't need whirlwinds. We need those good, peaceful thoughts of God. And remember, slow down. Jesus walked everywhere he went and got it all done in 33 years. Thank you for listening.
This is the Truth Network.